Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today, inshallah, the 28th juz, 28th sifara will be recited. Surah Mujadala, Surah Hashar, Surah Mumtahina, Surah Saf, Surah Jumu'ah, Surah Munafiqun, Surah Taghabun, Surah Talaq, and Surah Tahrim. We notice that as the Quran Sharif comes towards the end, then the surahs become more per para, and they become shorter also. In the beginning of the Quran Sharif, the surahs are longer, and they sometimes go over one para. They are spread out over more than one para at certain times. But as you come closer to the end of the Quran Sharif, there are more surahs, shorter surahs per para. So in this para also there's quite a few surahs that will be recited. There's many, many lessons in many of the surahs, in fact in all of the surahs. We discussed one or two points. In Surah Hashar, in part of one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the mu'mineen will make dua. Part of the dua will be وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمُنُوا. O Allah, do not place enmity in our hearts for our fellow Muslims, for our fellow believers. Ya Allah, don't put enmity, hatred, rancor, malice in our hearts for our fellow Muslims. In the Hadith Sharif, we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that you should avoid enmity because enmity shaves off good deeds just like how a razor blade shaves off the hair. One Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that on a Monday and a Thursday, the doors of Jannah, the gates of Jannah are open and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is abounding and surrounding every person except those two people who have animosity, enmity between them. With regards to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that leave them until they resolve their matter. So they are deprived from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, so from this we understand the serious consequences or the serious effects of having ill thoughts, ill feelings in our hearts for our fellow Muslims. And the reason why the Hadith Sharif says that it shaves off good deeds, like how a razor shaves off hair, is that when a person has enmity in his heart for the next person, and he doesn't clean his heart, he doesn't purify his heart and remove that enmity for his next fellow Muslim brother, then what happens is that he doesn't remain stagnant in that point. That enmity in his heart builds and it transforms into something more. From just a feeling in his heart, it becomes su'ezan, having ill thoughts of that person. From there now, that thing will want to increase more. It will now transform into riba. It will start speaking bad about that person behind his back. Then sometimes it will progress even further. He'll start slandering that person. Things that are not even true about that person, he'll start speaking those things. From there, he can even progress further into things like jealousy and greed for what that person has. And then it can reach a point where this person will want to physically cause harm to this person because of that enmity that grew in his heart. On one occasion, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu reports that Hazrat Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated with a sahaba radiallahu anhum in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person will enter now and this person is from the people of paradise, from the people of Jannah. Just then an Ansari sahabi radiallahu anhu entered and his beard was dripping with the water of wudu. He was holding his shoes in his left hand and he came inside. Second day, same thing happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement, same person came. Third day, same thing happened again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement, this person will enter, person of Jannah, same person came. Now look at the fikr of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Our lives are qurban for them. They had fikr for akhirat, they had fikr for jannat, they had fikr for those a'mal that will take them to jannat. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, who was in that majlis, he thinks to himself that I need to follow the Sahabi. I need to find out what's the secret in the Sahabi's life that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him the glad tidings of jannat in this world. I need to learn that so that I can implement that in my life. And by virtue of the qurbani of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, we learn these lessons, invaluable lessons that will assist us in also securing our jannat if we practice on these things. So that's why, as Maulana Paraksab mentioned in the morning program also repeatedly, the Sahaba and an integral link with us and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with us and our deen. You can never remove Sahaba from the equation. Any person who speaks ill of any Sahabi, he is causing detriment to himself, terrible detriment to himself in this dunya and in the akhirat. Because the Sahaba are the bonding link between where we are and where Deen has come to. As Maulana mentioned, had it not been for the Sahaba, we wouldn't have heard or learned one ayat of the Quran. We wouldn't have learned one hadith of Rasulullah. So anyway, coming back to the incident, the Sahabi, he goes with this person and he tells him that, look, I seem to have had some fallout at home, some domestic quarrel, and I took an oath that I'm not going to go home for 3 days. I want to come and stay by you. Will you allow me to stay by you? So the Sahabi says, okay, you can come stay by me. But his intention was to spend time with the Sahabi to see what is in the Sahabi's life that is earning him this title from Rasulullah ﷺ that is a Jannati. So he stays with the Sahabi. He says 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, he stayed with the Sahabi. He didn't see the Sahabi waking up for one tahajjud namaz. He didn't see him doing anything extraordinary. He'd go to sleep at night. When he puts his head on a pillow, he'll hear him saying some zikr, making some zikr. And then he wakes up in the morning for fajr. Nothing out of the ordinary. But he does mention that, I never heard him speak anything except good. So when the 3 days were up, it was time for him to go. Then he says he couldn't take it anymore and he couldn't find any apparent reason in the Sahabi's life. So he says to the Sahabi, look, the reality of the matter is I had no problem at home. I had no domestic conflict. It's just that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are a Jannati on 3 occasions. He said this. And I want to know what is in your life because of which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. So the Sahabi says to this Ansari Sahabi says to Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu, look, you've stayed with me. You've seen what you have seen, and there's nothing more than that. I don't do anything else more than that. So the Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he says, okay, well, if that's it, then he starts to move away. He's about to go away, and the Sahabi calls him back. He says, look, there's just one more thing. It's that I don't have any malice, any enmity in my heart for any Muslim. I don't have any jealousy for what that person has. My heart is clean for every single believer. Then Abdullah radiallahu anhu mentions to him that definitely this is the reason, this is the quality which you have in you for which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has blessed you and has given you this glad tidings of Jannah. So this keeping our hearts clean, sometimes on small suspicions, assumptions, we start harboring ill feelings for the next person. We must remember that to harbor ill feelings for a person is guna for us. But if we keep our heart clean for the next person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take us to account, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, after the witr salah, there will be a short talk, 15-20 minutes talk. Thereafter, the durood sharif and dua will take place.